We had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists.
Here we have a vaccine. What is the problem? Get over it.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
I hope that it can occur in a civil way. I mean civil in a special way, peaceful.
The biggest question, maybe in economics and politics of the coming decade, will be what to do with all these useless people.
I just see the need for such a dialogue, and I see the need for action. I see the need for a great reset.
We are 1,460 days into 14 days to flatten the curve. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Johnny Anderson alongside Bruce Adams for Tech Tuesday. How are you, Bruce?
I'm healthy and alive, doing well.
Excellent, excellent. We are ready to start another week, and we're ready to roll right into TikTok, aren't we?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about TikTok lately because of some bills that possibly will ban or force a sale, and Biden said he would sign that bill.
Why would he sign the bill to do that?
One argument is that if you ban TikTok, that would mean Meta or Facebook would skyrocket, or you know, its share. So if you're invested in Facebook now, you sign the bill, TikTok is then banned in the U.S., your shares go up. You make money.
Didn't we have, we've already got kind of a selective ban on it already. It's not allowed on any government devices, right? So we already have that.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was, I don't know that that's actually, that was an executive order.
Was that a Trump thing?
I don't think it, yeah, it was a Trump thing.
Okay. All right.
I think it's actually a bill yet. I think that should definitely be it.
Yeah, cards. And I think that TikTok is a national security risk anyway. I don't know if I would go so far as to say that other social media platforms such as Facebook is a national security risk, but man, it's really getting close to it. Because when you're doing what you have done, and if you being Facebook, if you're doing what you have done to meddle in elections, and I'm not going to get into like the Russian, the Chinese election meddling. I'm not going to go into that right now. But if you're a tech company and you're influencing public opinion in a biased manner towards one way or the other, that to me is a national security risk, because you're trying to change the course of politics in the country by influencing people's decisions when you're supposed to be nonpartisan.
I think a possible, not really a solution, but I think what would help this situation is if the algorithms that are used to feed you information, to give you recommendations, I think those should be made public. That should be made freely available to everyone so you can see how it's working. One, that helps people that are influencers, but that also helps people that are trying to keep a safe environment for like their kids or themselves even. That way you know how it's being fed, and then we can address things legally if needed. I'm concerned about going after TikTok in the sense of like banning it outright. That sets a bad precedent. I agree it is a national security risk, but at this point, if we do it to TikTok and the government, we cede the power to the government to ban an app like that, what's stopping them from banning any other app they want that isn't malicious? That's my problem.
Well, they've got us in between a rock and a hard place, don't they? So they've allowed this to happen in the first place. And then when you clamor out, hey, wait a minute, this app is a problem, then they say, okay, well, we'll regulate it for you.
And then they regulate everything. Yes. They get, I mean, it's what we've talked about before. They cause a problem. And then they present us a solution to the problem that they caused and try to make themselves out to be the savior.
Yes. Problem, reaction, solution. TikTok is working on a photo app that will rival Instagram. So here's another angle to this, right? If you look at this, right? So Instagram is Facebook, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you look at this in terms of what if this is TikTok trying to knock Facebook out? Because Facebook, they don't have Facebook in China, do they?
No, that's banned there.
Is it banned? Okay, I thought so.
I'm pretty sure it's banned.
They have they have their own thing. I can't remember what it's their own social media platform over there. I can't remember what it is. And then they don't have WhatsApp in which is Facebook. They don't have that in China. They use WeChat or Weibo or whatever it's called. And TikTok. That's the other thing. That's the other complaint that I have about TikTok. Every country when they have TikTok is different. So if you have TikTok and you're in China, it's a different TikTok than what you get in the West.
Right. Well, it's part of the whole firewall that they have there. I mean, even as an example, you want to use Facebook in China. Well, you have to use a VPN. You have to go through extra measures to. I'm looking through this and nothing's really standing out as far as like social media or any. I don't know. WeChat is the main one that stands out. And then Weibo.
Yeah, Weibo. There's a social media platform. I can't remember what the name of it is. It's been too long, but they have one there. Russia doesn't have Facebook either. They did until the sanction thing, but it's never really been anything big. VK has been the one in Russia, and that's their version of Facebook. The same guy that created Telegram created VK. So he left VK to start Telegram. Okay, so TikTok working on a photo app. Could they knock off Instagram? Instagram's pretty big. Could they knock them off? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I honestly don't even know very many people that even use Instagram to begin with.
It's like celebrity stuff and influencers and all that stuff. So yeah, it's whatever that is.
There's a few family members that I know that like travel the world and stuff, and they'll post it there to share with other family members. But
it's not even real. Those people on there aren't even real. It's like they use so many filters and all that crap that none of that stuff is real. It's the same thing with TikTok. They have TikTok filters. These, what is it, like these makeovers, you know, or whatever. It's just like they don't. We've reviewed some of those before. The women that are in there that have, you know, no disrespect, some plain features about themselves. And then they add this on top of it. It's not the same person.
Yeah. They go from a 5 to a 10. I mean, that's the kind of changes we're talking with the filters. And it was really difficult to tell if it was fake or if it was real. Like, it's really difficult to tell.
There might be a solution to this. A former Activision CEO says that he's looking at buying TikTok. You're actually all for that.
I was jokingly for that one because Activision Blizzard have been really bad about monetizing and brushing games. If he bought it up, the platform ended up failing in a year. People would be leaving.
They torpedo everything, don't they?
Yeah. So, but no, that's a possible solution is forcing a sale. Again, though, that is another one of those that I don't like the government to have that kind of power. The government coming in and saying to a business, okay, you have to sell your business because we say so. No, F you. But like, this is my business. So I have issue with telling TikTok, even though it's security risk, even though it's Chinese CCP, I don't want to set that precedent and force that kind of thing, because then if they're willing to do it to bigger corporations like that, what happens if you start up an app or something and the government's like, yep, nope, you have to sell it. What recourse do you have?
They set the precedent for that during COVID, didn't they? When they said you have to close your business. So now you have to sell your business.
Yeah. And we've already given them the leeway anyway. You want to build a business or something like that in a town? Well, you have to get you can only build it in certain places. You know, it depends on how it's coded and everything. Too much power to the government. Too much power.
You know what? Just because of that, I know we don't like to talk about politics too much, but I want to play this clip of Joe Rogan talking about during COVID. He basically said that LA went to like this dystopian place. I mean, it was kind of trending that way before that, but it got to the point where when they started imposing all of this stuff on their businesses, he was just like, all right, I got to get out of here kind of thing. And that's when he went to Texas. I'm just going to play this because it's relevant. Like I said, I don't want to get into politics too much, but it's almost difficult to avoid it. It's really hard to do that, but we're going to try. But we're going to talk about politics stuff when you come back later this week, because, oh boy, we've got that state of the disunion. We're going to have to talk about all that. That's just, oh man, that's atrocious. But anyway, here's Joe Rogan talking about what happened in LA during COVID and how this affected businesses and how none of this, as you were just saying, should have been allowed to happen because of these people. None of that should have happened.
LA just got sketchy during COVID. It mm-hmm. just got the George Floyd riots. I was like, this is sketchy. I was watching a bunch of looting. I saw these kids break into a clothes store. I was like, God damn it. This is sketchy. These cops can't do anything. They're overwhelmed. And then there's all this defund the police shit going mm-hmm. on. And everywhere I would go, like, you'd see tents. And I was like, this is a society that's fallen apart. And if you don't get out now, you're going to get stuck in something unrecognizable. This is not what you signed up for. When I lived in LA in the 90s, LA was great. Mm-hmm. It was great. It's kind of a lot of traffic, but other than mm-hmm. that, it was cool. Great place to live. All these comedians and artists, and it was fun. Sunny out all the time. Yay! We're in the right spot. But after COVID, after the George Floyd riots, I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And then just the lockdowns and all the ridiculousness mm-hmm. and the hypocrisy and mm-hmm. just realizing that you have to pay attention to how fucking stupid the mayor is.
Right.
I never paid attention to the mayor. I didn't give a fuck who the mayor right. was. And then when COVID comes along, I'm like, oh, that guy's a real problem. Like, these people can become real problems. Mm-hmm. They can yeah. tell you have to close your family business. You've had a business horrible. For 30 years. Yep. This fucking dipshit who shouldn't be managing a and Taco Bell
right.
is managing the entire city's economy. Like, oh my God. And then they went after him too, which is even great. Like, Black Lives Matter was protesting in front of his house like 30 days in a row. I'm like, that's what you get, bitch. Yeah. That's what you get.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. And GP would probably agree with the sentiment there.
Absolutely.
That
he
was,
got out during that time. He left yeah. during that time.
Yeah. And honestly, I know a lot of people got out at that time from, as you said, from those riots and everything.
Yeah. And we were hounding GP before that. We were like, man, you need to get out. Like, we can see it. You know, before what Rogan was talking about, before the riots, we were like, you need to go. And I think once the tents and everything started to just like multiply and then double over on itself every other week, he started to think, you know what? Maybe we should get out of here.
Yeah. 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 But that's... Exactly. The government coming in and saying you have to shut down your business. I'm just what happened to the whole like we don't like fascists and all that kind of stuff. Those are kind of fascistic tendencies. Authoritarianism. That's bad. Yeah.
Right. Moving on over to AI created food. Yes, you heard me right. AI created food. Fake food has been created by AI, and it looks tastier than real dishes, according to scientists. They say that this is a problem. This is nothing new, though, is it? It's just you've got AI creating the image as opposed to the perfect image being created by a person for advertising purposes. Case in point, look at the fast food commercials that you've got in the United States. Have you ever gotten the burger that looks like what you see on the television or on the billboard or in the magazine or wherever you saw it? No. You always get something that's beat down, smashed, reheated, and reused, and looks like it's been run over by a truck, thrown in a box by somebody making $6 an hour, and you get it shoved at you through the drive-through window.
Looking at some of these photos that the generator made...
It looks good.
It looks
really good, but nothing ever looks the same. Even on the packages of the food that you see at the store and things, nothing ever looks like that, does it? Even the frozen pizza you get, which I don't buy that stuff anymore, but that stuff, none of that stuff looks like it actually ends up with. Man, I love carrot cake when I do have it, but I've never seen carrot cake look like that. That is quite something. AI images were created by putting the original photos into OpenAI's DALL-E 3 and then asking the AI to replace the photo. When shown the images side by side, the researchers found that participants were generally very good at spotting which was made by AI and which was real. Well, I have to be honest, is there a Bruce, take a look at this. Take a look. All right. So the one on the right is the real carrot cake. And the one on the left, that's the AI one. I'm going to be honest. I want the AI one. If I'm picking two pieces of carrot cake, that's the one I want.
Yeah, the AI one does actually look pretty good.
That's the one I want. I don't want that one. I'm sure that one's fine, as in it tastes fine, but that's the one I want right there.
Yeah, it looks, I would actually take, personally, I would actually take the real one over the AI generated just because there's too much icing.
If it's buttercream, it's really good. Or the cream cheese, you know, whatever. It's really good.
I'm just not an icing.
Guy. Participants were then shown images separately. They found the task was much more difficult. Which one do you think's real and which one do you think's not of these potatoes here?
The one on the left looks like it's probably the real one.
That's the real one, yes, obviously. Yeah. And the one with the perfect spiral on this one that's the fake one. These same thing here. The real potatoes are on the left and the AI ones are on the right. So that's, just looking at that, I've been to some nice places before, as in like some really nice restaurants before that have served potatoes like that, and I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I could see either one of those as being real, honestly. I was actually leaning more towards the AI generated one as being real versus the other, because I've not seen potatoes sliced in what looks like lemons, you know, that.
Yeah, wedges. Yeah, if you're making wedges.
Yeah, wedges, but they don't usually have that. I guess they kind of do. I usually see them sliced a little bit thinner than that. That's why it threw me off.
And can you tell which fries are real and which ones are not?
Honestly, the ones on the right look like the real ones.
Yes. The ones on the left are fake.
Yeah. In this case, for the listener's sake, it's the lighting that really threw it, that really made it clear. And the way the fries are sitting on top of each other doesn't look quite right. It's kind of blurred.
These are the images that they fed into the AI, and then that's what came out as a result. So they used the actual images. They just made them a little bit better is all.
If you're being artsy and want to do like artsy fry photo, the one on the left does look like it could be, you know, the AI one does look like something somebody could do. It's just the shadowing is off. It's not quite right.
Yeah. You're not going to have a shadow behind every fry like that, I don't think.
You could do lighting that would cause that. It's just the way the shadows are just it's not realistic. The shadows look off. They're not consistent, and they're not following the shape of the fry itself. But that said, the fries on the left do look really good. They don't look mushed. They look like they have a good crispness to them, and I like a crisp fry.
Yeah, and it's got like the little bite, little bit of the brown edges on the tips there.
Yeah, that's just right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, oh my goodness, they did yogurt too, and they did ice cream. Now I'll be honest with you. I would take either one of those. Obviously, the one on the right here, that's the real one. This is the fake one because that one's just too perfect.
Yeah, that one's just too perfect.
I would take either one of those. If I had to make a choice, I would take either one of those drinks there or whatever, ice creams or whatever.
That does look pretty good. I've seen something similar to the AI one, though. You can kind of, it takes work, and they do. Yeah, it's a lot of effort for that to do something like that. So it's very rarely do I see that ever done.
Well, as soon as we wrap up here, I'll show you some Shake Shop, some creation that they made. If you thought it was bad before, if you think that's bad, if you think that's diabetes in a glass, wait till you see that.
That's definitely that.
All right, moving over to Chinese vapes. These vapes they're really popular. You know, people love these things. I don't know why. I think they're just, I think it's horrible. We've actually been warning about these things for years. You talked about how these things caused lipoid pneumonia back. We were really hitting on the vapes before COVID, pre-COVID. We were saying how bad they were and everything. And they were using the, GP even talked about it on here. They were talking about the CBD, where you can dump the CBD and everything, and you can sit there and get loaded in front of your parents if you're a teenager with these things. Yep. And last time I was in the States, these vape shops are popping up all over the place, everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like there's two or three of them on every street corner, it seems like, because there was no regulation or anything, and you can just, it's just the thing, you know, people just like, that's what they do now. But if you buy the Chinese ones, you see they're having a little bit of a problem with them. When you plug them in to charge them, they explode. There's just that. Why are you laughing? I mean, this is it's a common problem. You know, you plug them and they just blow up. You know, you can never tell. You know, especially if you got one sitting right next to an infant child, you know, because you're responsible and you're smoking in front of the child. Yeah. You know, there's a chance right there that you see, Bruce, have a look at this video. You're just going along. Now, the vape's right there. You see right next to the child. Everything's fine. You know, there's an open flame right there going on next to the infant. You know, there's no problem. No problem. Everybody was okay.
Yeah. That's not good. I'm not sure why people continue to vape or, well, really smoke in general. But yeah, it looks like the charger went out on it or something like
that. The battery just exploded. You know, see these videos out of China all the time of just like an electric car exploding just spontaneously, or an electric scooter or something. I saw one, I think it was 3 or 4 days ago. It was over the weekend, and it was inside of an apartment, because you can take these electric scooters in China into your apartments and you can charge them inside. And in the middle of the night, they'll just explode in the middle of the living room, and the, you know, the apartment will start burning. It's just what it is.
Yeah. The video, I feel sorry for the lady, because she's, you can tell she's really panicking and not doing, like, yeah. Anyway, I've seen video of people that were smoking and it actually blew up in their face. These were the older ones. I don't know that they were the Chinese ones.
You see that? You see that? Everything's fine. You see that?
Yeah, there's no problem. This is, not safe, not good. That looks a little dangerous.
You saw one explode in someone's face once?
Yeah. Yeah, it messed up their, I don't think it blinded them, but it singed their face pretty bad. They had to get an artificial nose, all that stuff.
Oh, goodness. All right. Elf Bar is the name of the product that has the little bit of a problem there. So if you're a vaping person, you might want to stay away from those. Just a public service. That's, you know, just a warning. That's all we're doing.
I just recommend staying away from them altogether. And yes, you were mentioning the lipoid pneumonia. Mm-hmm. That was from vitamin E. They were using that in the vape juice.
Yes. Dodge has announced their new charger. It is going to be all electric. I thought they were done with this. I thought all the manufacturers, I thought Dodge kind of threw in the towel. I know Ford and GM did. Mercedes, Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi, all the, you know, the German manufacturers. The British manufacturer Aston Martin threw in the towel. I think Jaguar's done as well. Land Rover's finished. Like, what's the point of this? Dodge Charger, are you kidding me? Charger is an American, that's a muscle car icon around the world. And you're going to turn it into electric? You're going to go from that roaring Dodge Charger, the Hellcat, you know, that kind of thing. You're going to go from that to this piece of crap?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what they're doing with this. Honestly, unless they're trying to compete, have one out there to compete with like Tesla or something like that, or just to have one on the market, I could understand having like one kind of like sports car type EV, but not doing your entire fleet as an EV.
No,
just because stupid. It is stupid, but the idea of like, for example, the newest model of Tesla, I think, was like a 0 to 60 in 2 seconds or something like that. They improved the speed even more. It's something ridiculously fast. Just to have a car that can do that would be pretty cool, even if it's an electric. I mean, that's pretty
build
cool.
One, but yeah, just build one and just like put it on display or something and say, there, we built one.
I'm still not against them having kind of, if people want to collect an EV that does that, or to own one that does, fine, go for it. But I think it was foolish of them to think they're going to do the entire fleet, you know, all of their cars EV. That was absolutely stupid. If you're not going to change the battery from lithium ion to something more abundant, then you just shouldn't do EV. I mean, what was it? Aluminum graphene was one solution. Sodium graphite, I think, or something like that. There's a few other options out there that have a much higher tolerance to like how fast you can charge it, to the temperatures that it can handle, those kind of things. You could, in theory, create a car that has a battery about the same as current lithium ion batteries, but with a much faster charge time, and it'd be much safer. It's not going to spontaneously combust when exposed to water, as an example.
Toyota is not even doing any EVs. Have you noticed that? That's one of the largest manufacturers in the world, and they're not doing any EVs. Do you know why?
Because they're smart.
Well, yes, the CEO of Toyota actually said that they did their thing. They ran all the numbers and everything, and they found that they're going to stick to the hybrid thing. So they're still doing the hybrids, you know, like the Prius and some of their other models. They're staying with hybrids. They found that they can make 6 hybrids for the cost of every one of the actual, as in like the minerals that you need to extract to make one electric vehicle. So strictly electric vehicle, you make 6 hybrids, and you can maintain 90 hybrids for the cost of making one EV.
I mean, why it's the Japanese, they have to use their intellect more because they don't have any other resources. So yeah. On paper, it makes sense to skip out on doing EVs because there's no reason to do the EVs. So, I mean, every business should have, they're not as politically correct as we are here in the West.
Well,
so
they also
they're doing
don't have their business owned wholly by the Treasury Department. So, you know, there's
true.
There's
true.
That.
Or BlackRock or, you
or
know,
BlackRock or Vanguard or State Street. Or oh, yeah. Mm. We're going to be talking about overnight loans this week. Yeah, those are done. Yeah, you can forget that. So in this charger. So we'll just talk about it here briefly. So 0 to 60 in 3.3 seconds is what they're saying. 670 horsepower, but it's not going to make any noise. So when you put your foot down, that's it.
Yeah, as somebody, as a muscle car, I'm not really going to say enthusiast, but I much prefer muscle cars versus the newer, okay, a V8 or a V10 over a four banger. I don't like the sound of a four cylinder versus an eight cylinder. It just sounds better. Versus squeals.
Yeah, the four cylinder, you know, they try to make up for it by putting that giant exhaust on the back of it.
And it sounds terrible, in my opinion. I had some buddies that did that, and it didn't sound good compared to a muscle car.
No,
you start the engine, and it growls. That's the kind.
Not only that, but you can feel the vibration of that car busting through that chassis and hitting you to the core when you put your foot down. That car is going to go. It's going to go. It's not going to sit there.
I remember stories of family members talking about muscle cars they had built, and the engine had so much torque that they had to, like, basically when they hit the accelerator, the engine would torque itself in the chassis, and it could rip itself out. So they had to reinforce and all of that. That's the kind of muscle car that I like. I don't like these new. You may be able to get better performance out of the new ones, you know, but no.
Somebody asked me a question once. They said, would you take an Audi S8? So, or an RS8, it's like their top, you know, whatever, A8 or whatever. It's like their top luxury saloon, you know, sedan and everything. It's this thing is, if there's a bell and whistle car that you can get, that's it. And this thing will actually move. It is the pinnacle of precision driving in automotive technology. When you put yourself in one of those cars, I've sat in one at one of the Frankfurt auto shows. They're incredible. You know, I've seen them test drive these things, and they're just something else. Would I take one of those, or would I take a 1969? All original, not restored or anything, all original, pristine condition, mint condition, like it just rolled off the showroom floor, 1969 Pontiac GTO. I'm taking that GTO all day, every day. You can keep your Audi. I don't want any part of that.
Yep. I might take the Audi and then sell it.
Just so you can get the GTO, yeah.
Just get the GTO, yeah.
That's a fair point, yeah. All right, do you have anything else today?
No, that pretty much does it.
All right, well, we will see you later in the week, my friend. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for being here today. Thank you to all of the listeners. God bless everyone, and have a great evening.